Hot Underpants. Everybody, welcome to Robot Underpants. This is Langley. I'm not in the studio. I'm on location in Los Angeles. Here. I'm also here with Star Mike. Michael Gaines. Sorry, I stumbled over that.
This is weird, doing it during the day.
It is weird.
So I've been doing this week in Trek at night, which has been weird because Daryl's selling his house. It's like, it's all weird.
Everything's whack. Yeah, I was driving down from San Francisco yesterday when we usually do the show, so I wasn't able to do it. And I had some time here this morning, so I figured, well, if Starman's around, we'll knock out a show. I'm going to be going to Kamikaze tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday. So you'll find some pictures from that coming up pretty soon. And it's also Halloween coming up tomorrow. You got Halloween plans? Wow, there was an actual cat screaming in the background while I said it was Halloween.
No, I don't. Sometimes what I do is I have this program that I wrote for my computer, and I have a bunch of sound effects, and it just pulls a random sound effect out of a folder, and I have speakers that point outside with scary music. Yeah. So I've scared some kids with that before. It's been a lot of fun. It's like,
like I said, I got Kamikaze tomorrow, and that's over, I think, at like 7. Mm-hmm. So we'll probably – I'm staying with friends, so we'll probably go do something in the evening. I'll scrounge up some kind of costume for that probably. And
yeah.
May just be going to a bar or something. We went to – I was with my friend. She writes for a newspaper here, a smaller one, and she was doing a little article about this wine bar, I guess. They have beer, too, that opened around the corner. But it's also a wellness center. Which means they give colonics. Yeah. So it's a bar and colonic center. Really weird. I don't know. It was a lot of that weird hippie crystal type people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It reminded me. Did you ever see LA Story?
Yeah, yeah.
It reminded me of like that. It was that kind of like exactly that kind of stuff from that movie that was in there. Like the way Sarah Jessica Parker was like kind of, I don't know. Apparently the story goes is that it's co-owned by Billy Joe Armstrong and his wife. So she sells some weird hippie products in there, and he donated a guitar that he just wants people to play. So it's just in the back for if you want to play a guitar, pick it up, play Billy Joe's guitar. I don't think anyone's picked it up. I opened up the case and took a picture, and it was like shiny brand new, and I don't think anybody has touched it. So whether or not he has played it or he just bought it and donated it or what, I don't know, but it's kind of interesting. I had a beer. It was fine. I did not get a colonic. So
okay.
The menu looked really good, but it was all like cheese plate, $20. Nope.
No.
Not doing it. Yeah. Le Idio. Remember that was the restaurant.
That's right. What was her name? Sandy. Big S, little A, little N, big D.
Yeah.
Little star.
Right. And the restaurant they went to was Le Idio, which was
Le Idio.
yeah. Need to anyway, it's a good movie. I did watch it somewhat recently. It's still, I guess it pretty much holds up. If you know about LA, it's pretty much not changed that much. I don't know. Anyway, so what's going on? We've got
Marvel.
Marvel news.
The big nerdgasm yesterday.
Yeah, I saw
the day before.
I think I got an email about getting tickets to the event that was it was here in LA, but I wasn't going to be here, and it was like way sold out by the time I saw it, so it didn't matter, but how many movies did they announce?
I don't know exactly how many. I could look that up. But here it is.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. No, wait. No, that's not even the list. I don't know. So here's what we have. We have Avengers Age of Ultron. We know that. Then we have the Avengers Infinity War parts 1 and 2 a year apart from each other. Jesus Christ.
Are they filming them at the same time like they do with the Lord of the Rings?
Not a year. The thing with Hunger Games is coming out in a few weeks. and that's going to be part one now and part two next year. That's bullshit. I hate that. Make them 6 months apart.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, it's just like making them wait for a second part. I just think that's stupid. But anyway, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Black Panther, Captain Marvel. What else do we got? Thor. We got another Thor movie, another Captain America movie. Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah. With Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah. And I think there's another – is there another X-Men movie in there somewhere?
You know, the thing about those X-Men movies is they never tied them into the rest of this thing that the Marvel's doing. They kind of just hung out on their own over there, and I think that's kind of hurting the X-Men franchise a little bit.
It might be. But the X-Men, I think they're doing fine on their own.
I don't know. Like, after the second or third one, it sort of, like, fell apart when they were doing – whatever they were doing, like First Class. Oh, they did like a prequel or something. And then, I mean, it had some of the same people in it, but it just didn't seem connected somehow. Like, it didn't have the blockbuster feeling that the other ones had.
Yeah.
I mean, even though, you know, Patrick Stewart and what's his name? Wolverine. He's like, apparently always, Hugh Jackman is always down to do Wolverine apparently. So I saw the recent one, the Days of Future Past one, and there were no Moody Blues songs in it, so I didn't know what was going on. It was fine. I mean, the same thing. It was like, it just feels like they're not, I don't know if there actually was ever any, if there were any Crossmen and any of these other Avengers or anything anyway, so maybe it makes no sense to have them related. I don't know if they ever fought any of the same people in the books. I mean, I remember at some point, like, but you know what? I do remember, like, at some point there was Hulk and Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I mean, there was Fantastic Four, there was some crossover. I don't know.
Yeah, the one thing that irks me, and this is just because of legal reasons, is that 20th Century Fox owns a Fantastic Four. So when the last Avengers movie was out, I thought, oh, maybe we'll see a surprise Fantastic Four cameo or something. But nope. Because, I mean, all this stuff happened before Marvel knew that they were going to do this whole big thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, now we have this silly new Fantastic Four movie coming out, and Marvel is cutting off Fantastic Four. They're not putting out any more comics because they don't want to give – they don't want to give any exposure to the new movie, so they're cutting off the comic books.
Wow.
Here's the thing is it's – you know, 20th Century Fox can own Fantastic Four, but these guys can figure out a way of getting Fantastic Four to show up in an Avengers movie or something. They can make that happen.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Well, they just don't, out of spite or whatever.
Well, you know, now they got Johnny Flame being Captain America anyway, so.
Yeah, well, which is kind of funny, yeah.
I always thought that always kind of irritated me because there are a million buff dudes that could be whoever in Hollywood that they needed to pick the same guy from the same Marvel universe to be two different characters. I mean, he's fine. He's good Captain America, but it was kind of like, really? Good?
I know.
He's not that special. Captain America's not special looking. You know, like Hugh Jackman is good. Wolverine has a certain look. Captain America is just Johnny blonde blue eyes guy.
I have to disagree with that. I think he has that sort of 1940s look to him.
Well, they made him look that way. I mean,
I suppose
cut his hair however and it would look however. So, yeah.
Oh, and an Inhumans movie—I forgot about that one.
Oh, yeah, they're digging up all of these books that diehards people know, but like you know, my mom knows Superman. My mom probably knows Spider-Man, but you know, I mean, they're not aimed for my mom either. So fair enough, but
yeah.
I mean, then again, Guardians of the Galaxy, never anything I read. Probably a lot of people never even heard of it, and it was a huge success. So, you know, maybe they'll do all right with these other ones. I'm a little skeptical of things like Ant-Man.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about Ant-Man. Yeah, I'm not sure about Ant-Man either. We'll see.
I don't know. Black Panther, maybe.
The Guardians of the Galaxy. We could have said the same thing about Guardians of the Galaxy a year ago.
Well, that's kind of what I just said. It was like, never read it, never knew anything about it, but it was big, mm-hmm. so maybe I don't know. I mean, they, you know, you never know. I mean, they put out some decent movies. I mean, I'm just waiting for Howard the Duck. Did they announce it?
No.
What? Somebody made a Photoshop of like every movie was Howard the Duck.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Well, we'll see what happens with that. So, when's the next Marvel movie coming out?
The next Marvel movie is going to be Captain America in 2015.
That's the next one, or Age of Ultron?
No, Ultron. Wait a minute.
That's in May, right?
That's in May. May is Ultron. Captain America. Or is Captain America? No, wait. I'm getting 2015, 2016. They're like compressed for me. Yeah. Star Wars comes out next year, right?
Yeah, like December, I think.
December. So next December. Oh, you know what? No. I'm wrong. They moved Captain America to 2016.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's it. Hold on,
we just had Captain America this year, so it makes sense.
Yeah, Captain America is made to. I remember now because Superman versus Batman, atrocity. They moved that because they were afraid of it being up against Star Trek. Star Trek is coming out in May 2016. Yeah. Warcraft is coming out in March 2016.
We all know that's going to be horrible.
We'll see. Different people have been saying different things.
Yeah.
Some people say, oh, it's terrible. Some people are saying it's amazing, but no, I don't know. We'll
that
see.
Happened with Phantom Menace, too, so.
Well, I don't know. I have higher hopes for this one, though.
All right.
For the next Star Wars movie. But anyway, yeah, Captain America Civil War is May 2016. Avengers is 2015.
Okay.
And then Doctor Strange is November 2016. And it goes on and on until...
Yeah, a lot of... I mean, you know, I collect comics, but a lot of these books are... I know nothing about. Like...
What the hell?
So there's a dog and a cat that live here, and the dog is bored, so he's messing with the cat.
Wow.
He's just looking at him, and then the cat gets worked up, and the dog's like, oh, we're playing. No, we're not. I hate you. So, yeah, that's going on, like, right over there. Hey!
You kids, cut that out.
I don't want to scream into the mic. I don't have anything to throw. I took away his ball because he was just, like, standing on me with the ball, wanting to play. He's, like 9 months old or something. He's not even
playing. Oh, okay.
So he's bored. Anyway, so, yeah, tons and tons of Marvel movies. We knew that was coming. It's just, you know... Although I was saying, like, Doctor Strange, I know of him. I don't know much about him or what he, you know, his deal is.
Right.
So that could be interesting, I guess. I mean, you know, like Benedict Cumberbatch, so sure. A lot of those other ones, though, never read, never remember them being big, never remember anybody I know reading. Like, in Humans, I may have read a couple. Never read Captain Marvel, never read Black Panther, never read, I don't remember what the other, Ant-Man, never read that. So, whatever. I'm just worried that this is all going to get so saturated that people are just going to be like, whatever.
Yeah. To me, Captain Marvel was always DC. It's always Shazam for me.
Right.
Yeah. I don't remember who... I don't know who played. I don't know who came out with what first. I'm looking it up now. I know there were lawsuits about it. Let me see. Oh, here it is.
Oh, that's what it is. There was a big lawsuit yesterday, or a court battle happened, I think, yesterday between Stan Lee Media and Marvel because of Spider-Man trademarks and things like that.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. Captain Marvel appeared in DC in 1940. Marvel's was 1968.
Huh.
So there you go.
I guess we know who won out on that, I suppose, if you want to count it out.
They're still using it. They're still using the name, so.
Yeah, and then we've got Star Wars news, and that's another one where I'm worried we're going to have so much Star Wars that we're going to be sick of it.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about that, too. John Williams is supposedly going to be working on music for the teaser. The teaser is supposed to be out around Christmas. That's the theory. We don't know. It's I don't know when it's going to happen. What's coming up by Disney soon?
You mean like major movies that this would be attached to?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
But anyway, we'll be seeing an episode 7 teaser pretty soon. I mean, if the movie's coming out in December of next year, then they've got to be putting it together in trailers. The film either is ending filming soon, or it has ended filming already. Because I remember like 2 or 3 weeks ago, they said that it was ending in 3 weeks. I don't remember the exact date on that.
Yeah. I think we mentioned something about that, but yeah.
So there's that. So I'm sure they've already got clips and stuff put together for the show already, and you know, some special effects. Oh, hello. Yeah.
So there was a possible photo leak of a villain floating around. A couple people said that was it. I don't know. It looks like a blurry.
It's always
thing.
Blurry, you know. I can
look like Sasquatch
and post it on Instagram blurry and say, "Yeah, this is it too." So but why does this stuff always have to be blurry? It's like these people that take pictures of phones in China; they're always blurry. It's like, what kind of shitty phones are you using that you can't take a decent picture?
I
can't wait for the frigging thing to autofocus. Just take a damn picture. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like sometimes, I don't know what this is. I don't know where this came from. I mean, it's possible something like this could come from, you know, a toy packaging photo that's like a thumbnail or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks like a droid mask with a hood, and he's holding a lightsaber that has like a lightsaber hilt.
Yeah,
I guess. I mean, who knows? Well. I don't know. I'm sure it'll be fine, whatever it is. There's some, they're like, yeah, here's what we know. It takes place 30 years after Jedi. That's about it. We know who's in it. And we know the Millennium Falcon, isn't it? I guess. Yeah. Well, or they're just building one to throw us all off.
No, they wouldn't do that.
There was that whole rumor that Kevin Smith was hired to write a fake script to leak out. Yeah, I mean, people are like, trying to speculate who it might be, somebody from like that Rebels show that's now on, or from these other things. I don't know if they would go that route. I don't know if they'd call it together, or if they would just come up with something else. Anyway,
that'll be interesting either way.
Yeah, I think so.
Looking forward to it. So yeah, we'll know. It'll be out in 14 months.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Which is better than the 3 years we used to have to wait between movies years ago.
Yeah, that's true. And whatever the villain is, I think being that there are so many other characters that we're going to know and be familiar with, I think it'll be fine. You know, I'm just thinking, like, I'm looking at a picture of like Darth Maul and thinking, oh, I remember how like we were all like, that looks badass. Nah. But there were so many other things in the prequels that we weren't familiar with. It was not really Star Wars.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, we've talked about this. We had Yoda, sort of, because he was all CG'd and looked terrible the first time around. And then R2-D2 and C-3PO skeleton. Otherwise, it was just names. And
remember the original puppet we got for Yoda in Episode 1 before they switched over to CGI in Episode 2? I remember watching that. It was so awful. I'm like, how do these people not realize that this looks pathetic?
Yeah, it was bad.
It was very bad.
That was he looked like one of those shrunken apple heads.
He did. Like, it didn't even look like the original mold that they had for Yoda from The Empire Strikes Back. Yeah, you're right. It looked like one of those shrunken heads.
Yeah. No, I remember that too. And it was like, what? Like, I get he's supposed to be younger, but would he look completely different? I mean, why didn't they just take the original puppet and add some hair or something?
You know, when you're 900 years old,
well, that's a couple
years doesn't make that much of a difference.
Pretty much. Yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, so, well, I mean, we'll probably see Yoda ghost in this, I would imagine.
Maybe.
we'll probably see. God, I hope they don't. Hope they don't drag out Hayden Christensen ghost. That would be terrible. But that's how they left it. It could.
It could. How long do these ghosts last? There was a novel that had come out a long time ago where they sort of explained that. But now that the novels are pretty much irrelevant,
yeah,
it doesn't even matter anymore.
Well, I mean, how long was Ben dead when he came back in Jedi?
Well, I mean, Ben came back in The Empire Strikes Back.
Right, but he was still around at the end of Jedi, too.
Oh, so. I see what you're – oh, like how long?
Yeah.
The theory is that it was like 3 years.
No, so not that long.
I don't think they ever really explicitly said how long it's been.
I was actually listening to like Jedi on the drive. I just was listening to the audio track from the movie.
Yeah.
And I just keep thinking about, I guess maybe you really noticed when you're listening that all of those aliens like Jabba and whoever else, like they never spoke English, which made it so much better.
No. Well, I think what they did is they spoke English on the set. Because you watch the behind the scenes, and then they.
That's what I mean. I mean, in the movie, but the prequels, all of the aliens spoke some racist English, you know, it was some kind of English, and it wasn't. I think it took away from the authenticity of them being aliens.
Yeah,
you know, all of them, even Star Wars, Empire, Jedi, it was. If it was a droid, it wasn't really talking. I mean, some of them spoke English, but it was beeps and noises, or, you know, Jabba didn't speak English. There were subtitles. Greedo, same thing. Like, after the prequels, it was all, well, we have to, kids can't read. We have to make them talk. So I think that's kind of what made it suck, too, amongst other things. Anyway, we talked about Star Wars. We'll save that for the Star Wars show.
Yeah, okay.
Terminator news.
Yeah, okay. Let's go with that.
All right. Let's get that over with. So Entertainment Weekly has a couple of pictures from the new Terminator Genesis. This is so bad.
Yeah.
We've got the dragon girl from Game of Thrones as Sarah Connor, young Sarah Connor. I don't know. Is this a prequel? Is that what this is supposed to be?
I don't know. I thought it was a reboot. Now people are saying it's a prequel. I don't freaking know.
I don't know either. I don't know who the guy is that's John Connor. I don't recognize him. Matt Smith is some future dude. There's a picture of a big grinning Terminator in the background, which is kind of strange.
Yeah.
Like, he's got a big smile on his face. I don't get that exactly. And what's worse is they have some of the story, the plot here on this page. Now, if you don't want to know this and you want to be surprised by the horrible plot, then you can leave. But this is what it says. I don't know if this is true. Take it as you will. Sarah Connor in this movie has been raised at the age of 9 by Schwarzenegger's aging Terminator, who she calls Pops.
So I don't understand. So is this supposed to be in direct line with the first Terminator movie? How many Terminators are you going to send back to kill this woman? I don't understand this. It's like the idea, the concept is fine, but if this is a prequel or some sort of like alternate universe thing, I don't know. I'm gonna have to watch it, but I'm gonna wait and see what the reviews are before I go see it. I think
Sarah is a highly trained antisocial recluse who's great with a sniper rifle, but not so skilled with the nuances of human emotion, quote unquote.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah,
so this is not the Sarah Connor we knew from Terminator 1.
I don't know. I mean, it kind of ruins all that if it is.
Well, no, she knew nothing about guns or anything like
that. Or Terminators.
With
her dad.
Pops.
Yeah, Pops Terminator. Well, yeah, and they explained.
Hold on. Wait. Did Sarah get a call from her mom in the first movie?
Yeah. I don't know.
So what? All right, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. This is all going to be terrible. And they had to explain Schwarzenegger's age by saying, well, he's got skin and his skin ages, so even though the mechanical parts don't really, the skin still does. So we'll go with that. Okay. Fine. Like, I can let that go. I mean, maybe. We all saw what happened in Indiana Jones, so, you know, it starts to get old, too, when he can't get around quite like he used to. Yeah, I mean, everything after T2 was pretty horrible, so I'm not expecting a lot from this, especially with that. I'm suggesting maybe Sarah Connor gets mind erased or something at the end of this, and that's why she doesn't remember anything when the originals roll around.
Yeah.
That's a really bad writing cop-out, and if they do that, that's terrible. That's almost as bad as whatever they did in the first Star Trek 2009 movie. So they could write their own stories. Well, this guy came back and changed all of the history that you thought you knew, so. Sorry.
Yeah. What do you think was a better movie, T1 or T2?
I don't know.
It could be just like different kinds of movies. It's like you can't even say which one is better than the other. It's like Alien and Aliens.
Yeah.
You know, they're two completely different types of movies. So.
I was thinking of kind of the other way, that T1 and T2 fit so well together. Like, it was just, it just got, I don't know if it got better in T2, but it like evolved properly, mm-hmm. I thought. You know, sending back the liquid Terminator was cool. And, you know, just, I thought it wasn't overwhelming. There wasn't like too much going on. You know, all of those effects were still kind of new, so that was cool. The story was fine. It was a twist. We got to see John Connor and all that. So I thought they just worked well together. By the time they got to 3,
I didn't see 3.
There was too much going on.
I'm going to see it. I actually have it on DVD. I don't even have it on Blu-ray. I bought it a long time ago, you know, for, you know, cheap. I was like, all right, I'm going to sit down and watch this someday, and I never did.
It was terrible. The story was terrible, and they just were like, oh, well, now we'll just keep introducing new Terminators. And so they had the girl Terminator. You know, the Sarah Connor Chronicles on Fox, when that show was on, that wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was kind of all right.
But, Lena, what's her name? Lena Headey?
Headey, yeah.
Lena Headey. She played Sarah Connor. Now we've got...
oh, another Game of Thrones.
I got Khaleesi playing Sarah Connor. That's kind of funny.
That is kind of funny, actually. I hadn't even thought of that. Yeah, when does Game of Thrones start again? Speaking
April.
Of. Yeah, all right. Let's see.
I saw something about Game of Thrones that I thought was very interesting. I don't know if it's much of a spoiler. I wouldn't really consider it to be a spoiler, but.
What?
Well, remember the guy who got killed in the last season?
Oh, yeah.
In the arena? Three daughters, and they come back, or not back, but they come into the story, and I have a feeling that they're going to raise some hell.
Oh, probably.
So I didn't read the book, so I don't know what happens, but
I don't know either. And apparently, there's another book out with like a bunch of backstory of some of the kingdoms and everything. So I don't know if it's. I hope they don't spend a season doing like flashbacks.
No.
If they do it that way.
No.
This last season of Boardwalk Empire, that's what they're doing, pretty much. There's, like, a little bit of new story as they wrap it up, because it's the last season. And then, like, every other scene is a flashback of how the main characters came about. It's like, I don't care, really.
Gotham.
Yeah, or I could do Gotham. Yeah, I'm behind on all my shows. I haven't seen anything this week. So
I watched The Flash. And it was really funny because I went through some comics in the attic just a week ago, and one of the ones that I found it was DC Super Origin Secrets or Villain Secrets or Origins, I don't remember what it was called, but anyway, one of them was Captain Cold. So being that the Flash is on, I was just flipping through it and had no idea, absolutely no idea that Captain Cold was going to be in this week's episode. So I'm just flipping through this, and I remembered reading it when I was like seven or something like that, and I put it away. I come upstairs, Mary's watching, she's watching The Flash, and I had no idea what it was because I hadn't been keeping up on it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I hear the name of the guy. It begins with an S. I can't remember his real last name. I'm like, are you doing Captain Cold in this episode? Says, I don't know. They haven't said anything about Captain Cold yet. So I sit down and watch it. 5 minutes later, one of the guys calls him Captain Cold. I'm like,
Yeah. I watched the first episode of that. I don't remember if I watched any more after that or not. I think I just got sidetracked, forgot about it. Kind of. People seem to be liking it, though.
I watched this show, and it's funny because the science background in me goes, how does he bank around corners so damn fast? You know, it's like, okay, I can understand you run fast. I can understand the running fast.
He's got a lot of traction on those shoes.
Yeah, he's got a lot of traction on those shoes, man. He was around corners pretty easily. They did
kind of explain that they built the special suit for whatever other purpose that they gave him, because he's got like this team now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's got super friction.
Yeah, yeah, basically. He's got like extra grippy shoes. I don't know. Yeah.
Extra grippy shoes.
There you go. I like I said, I'm behind. I haven't watched this week's Gotham either, but I think Gotham's starting to get good. It seems like they're kind of focused on the Penguin right now, and I'm wondering, I have no idea what's going on, but I'm wondering if they're going to just kind of roll out like one villain at a time. I hope they get to a point where we actually, you know him as who he is.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't announced who's going to be the Joker, but you see characters who may end up being the Joker. There's just this thug who has a lot of speaking time and kind of has that face, but he seems a bit old. So I don't know, especially since these guys are all younger. I mean, I don't know how the Joker's supposed to be at any point really, but I'm not sure if he's going to be the Joker. So, you know, maybe Penguin's the first guy and then he recruits some others, or who knows how it works out. It's getting better.
Speaking of the Joker, the original Batman 1960s Blu-ray should be out soon.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's coming out in November.
You're gonna get all those and have a marathon?
Yeah, I'm definitely getting them. I it would be stupid for me to not pick them up. Holy crap! It's $180.
Well, that would be kind of stupid.
Well, maybe not. Oh my god, yeah. $180.
What do you get?
Well, you get the whole. Wait, this is the limited edition version. Wait, hold on a second. No, I'm not buying that. What are you kidding me? It comes with a car and. Wait, is this the only version that's $180? Oh my god. Even Star Trek didn't cost that much, but I don't know. Maybe they've got some cross licensing fees in there or something like that. A lot of money.
It could be.
I was really expecting it to be like $99.
I hope it comes with Cesar Romero's mustache.
Damn, list price on it is $269. Amazon has it for $179. I don't know if I can, because I don't know how often I would watch it.
Yeah, I'm thinking. When it shows up on Netflix, I'll sit down for a weekend and have a marathon.
I don't know. I'm not so sure about this now. I thought it was going to be much cheaper.
I mean, they're a lot of fun, but yeah, like you said, how many times are you going to watch those?
The car. Oh, here's the reason why. Because it comes with a lot of shit you don't need.
Well, that's what I said. What do you get with it?
Car, a playing card set. Are these books or are these slipcases for the discs? They may be slipcases for the discs. It's kind of hard to say. Wow. All right. Well.
Well, we'll see on that one, I guess.
Yeah, we'll see on that one.
Paul Reubens has another Pee-wee movie coming out.
Yes, I can't wait.
Judd Apatow is going to do it, which, you know, he does some funny movies. But I wonder if it'll have that weirdness that Tim Burton had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? I know what you mean.
Although Tim Burton has a new movie out that doesn't seem weird at all.
Yeah. I didn't like the second movie.
I don't even remember it. Was it Big Top Pee Wee? Is that what it was?
Big Top Pee Wee.
Yeah. Did he do that one too?
Tim Burton? Yeah. I don't know. I've only seen the movie once.
Yeah, I don't remember either. I don't know. And you had a link to Paul Rubens doing revoicing.
Your audio just cut out.
Oh, am I here now?
Did something. I don't know what you did, but your audio is now shot.
Totally shot?
I heard a little snap, and then your audio went away.
Can you hear me at all? No?
No.
It's registering. No. I can see it.
Still nothing.
Hello? Hello?
I don't know what you just did. I guess I'll have to entertain the troops now.
I don't know.
In Langley news...
it's
showing up.
Yeah. Little green meter. Green meter is
gone. It's not me.
Showing up.
He says his green meter is going, then it must be the Hangout software.
Maybe. So I don't know if anybody's hearing me or not.
I don't know. This is interesting.
Oh, well.
You know what I can do? I can quit. Maybe it's my Hangout software because we were having problems earlier. We were having server problems earlier. I'm going to quit and come back. Is that going to screw things up?
I don't know.
All right. Let's find out.
I don't know if it's screwed up here or if it's screwed up there. I don't know if you guys are hearing me. My little Google Hangouts meter's going, so maybe. Mike found a link for Pee Wee Herman was doing some voiceovers for some movie trailers. So, oh, here he comes again. Let's see if this works. Oh, no, now he left. See, he's having some troubles. There are some troubles in Google Hangouts.
All right, are we back?
Are we back? I don't know. All right,
I see your green lines moving, but I don't hear you.
You don't hear me.
Wow, okay. It sounds to me like it's either your end is reading the audio but not passing it, or the server is not, something's not right.
Yeah.
It's definitely not my end because I got audio. All right. Langley is saying, just wrap up the show. Tell people bye. Bye.
All right. Bye if you can hear me. If not, we'll see you next week.
In case your audio is actually working.
Bye. All right.